Chapter 1. The First Flights. February 26, 1959. With Dick Barton from the Public Relations Department of North American Aviation and Ron Robinson, one of the two assistant chief engineers on X-15, I went down to the West High Bay section of the factory to get my first look at the X-15. It's a big, light-open factory bay with two X-15s lined up in tandem. The one closest to the airfield is much farther on construction-wise than the other. It looks just about finished, where the other one still has the appearance of a skeleton, as if the basic structure were still being put together. These are birds numbers 2 and 3. Bird number 1, the first of the three in the $121.5 million program, has already been taken by truck up to Edwards Air Force Base, where pretty soon it will make its first flight under the wing of a B-52 mothership. Bird number 2, the one closest to the field here in the West Bay, will be ready for its first public rollout tomorrow, Dick Barton said. In a week or two, it will probably be trucked up to Edwards. Bird number 2 looks very impressive. Sleek, black, powerful. A missile with stubby little wings and a cockpit on top of the nose. When we came into the bay, the cockpit canopy was up and a group of technicians in sports shirts clustered around that part. The canopy was being raised and lowered. One man held a flashlight so he could check something in the relative darkness when the canopy was lowered. The slit eyes of the cockpit windows are made of dark blue glass to keep the glare of space to a minimum. We went to the cockpit and climbed up the work ladder beside it. The plane seems very solid, sleek, and well finished. The metal of the exterior is largely Inconel X, a high nickel steel alloy especially resistant to heat. Most of it is tanks, Dick said, and pointed to the middle of the ship's body. There, under the slick black surface, are the two huge tanks in tandem that make up most of the fuselage.